It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a show that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on in the division under the Parks and Rec Department. It's always something going on. This past Saturday, they had their crappie fishing tournament that Mayo Park, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. Now, we talk about the tournaments that are sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. They have other fishing tournaments down at Mayo Park that more or less the Parks and Rec Department is not affiliated with. But, LeBron, you had your crappie tournament this past Saturday. How was that for a turnout?
Well, we had a nice turnout. We had 9 boats. So that's kind of, you know, that's very good for us for a crappie tournament. It seemed like to me it was growing and people are really liking it. I had, I think, at least two or three different people that fished in, never fished a crappie tournament before. So we thanked them, Rob. We also, out of 9 boats, Rob, we had, I know four are father-son teams. So that's That's always good to see. In the pools, they had 3 generations of them fishing. So that's always good to see. But needless to say, we did have our crappie tournament this past weekend. Again, thank everybody for coming out, and we look forward to having our next bass tournament, which will be the second Saturday in May. This bass tournament, however, is a little bit different than the last tournament. We will leave at 6:30. The takeoff will be at 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock because it's starting to get lighter, you know, a little bit sooner, Rob. So for more information to get signed up for it, just give us a call at 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, the thing about it is it's for bragging rights and fun for the crappie tournament. Now, those guys that are out there fishing for the bass tournament, now they want in bragging rights, but they have a good payback. I think you said the last tournament you had down there, you had 34 boats, and it's $75 mm-hmm. per boat. And then if they want to get involved in the big fish lunker, mm-hmm. it's an extra $10. So a lot of money on the line when you look at it that way. But for more information on the fishing tournament sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, you can contact LeBron, Jeremy, or any of the friendly staff at Mayo Park by calling 336-597-7806 or stop in person at 1016 Neal Store Road. That is the address of the Education and Environment Building right there at Mayo Park. LeBron, K-Rudd's got some things of interest going on, correct?
Rob, you know, with the Parks and Rec, we're so broad, and we always have something going on. If it's athletics, if it's just taking trips, if it's to exercise classes, if it's to different types of tournaments. So one thing about the Parks and Rec, Rob, we are very diverse, and we keep a lot of things going on at the same time. So one of the main things that we have going on, Rob, we do have a ping pong tournament coming up this Saturday, April the 24th, at Helena Elementary. Again, it's this Saturday, April the 24th. And it's only $8 to get into this tournament. But however, you must be a teenager. So it's from ages 13 to 17 at the ping pong tournament for this weekend, this Saturday, April the 24th. For more information to get signed up for this event, just simply call 597-1755 for more information to get signed up and to pay. Again, it's this Saturday, April the 24th. We will have a ping pong tournament for ages 13 through 17, and it's only an $8 registration fee. So, just give us a call for more information.
Also, with this nice weather we've been having a few days, that it's a little bit cool, but still nice weather to get out and take advantage of the many parks that are throughout Person County that is maintained by the Person County Parks and Rec Department. There you will find walking tracks. Some of them have playground equipment. But if you want to get out and get a little bit of exercise, maybe relieve a little bit of stress, if you maybe just want to have some alone time to yourself, no better way to do that than walking at one of the many tracks here in Roxburgh, Person County, pretty much from anywhere within a 10 or 15 minute drive, you can be at one of the many tracks and you can get out and exercise and walk, no charge, no fees or anything. Also, if you want to get in touch with the nature side, walk the nature trail at Mayo Park. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron is a park ranger there at Mayo Park. LeBron, tell us a little bit about the dog obedience classes that are going to be coming up.
Yes, Rob. As I said earlier, we always got something up our heads, always something up our sleeves going on in the Parks and Rec Department. So with that being said, starting May the 1st, we will have dog obedience classes going on at Olive Hill. It's for six consecutive Saturdays out there at Olive Hill. So if you got any young dogs, please go ahead and get them signed up for dog obedience classes starting Saturday, May the 1st. You don't want to wait till a dog get to be too old, Rob. You know, you want to try to, you know, train them while they're young. So if you got a young puppy or just want some general commands or just obedience in general, go ahead and sign them up for the dog obedience classes being ran through the Parks and Rec. It starts next Saturday again, and it's going to be for six Saturdays at Olive Hill.
Now, LeBron, you said something about softball sign-ups.
Yes, Rob. Like I said, it's that time of year. The baseball season is going on in full effect out at the Sportsplex or Roxboro Little League. So with that being said, we also have adult women's softball sign-ups going on now. So if you're interested in playing adult women's softball, the registration is going on now through them. You got until May 19th to get signed up for adult women's softball. And the season doesn't start until June 21st, but it's a lot of prep we have to do in preparation for that. So please, if you're interested in playing that, if you know somebody, please encourage them to sign up, because we need a certain amount of players and teams to sign up for us to host the for us to be able to have the season.
Well, you know, LeBron, was watching the news this morning, and they say that since, you know, the social distancing with COVID-19, that tennis, a lot of people had shown interest in, you know, playing tennis. And folks are lucky here in Roxburgh and Person County. Two different courts here. One is at Huck Sandsbury. The other is at Person High School. And now, if you're interested in playing tennis, if you contact them at the Parks and Rec Department, they can probably point you in the right direction of someone that could teach you tennis lessons. But as far as right now, no tennis lessons are being offered through the Parks and Rec Department that you know of, LeBron?
Actually, we do, Rob.
Okay.
We definitely, you know, you hit the nail on the head. We actually do have youth tennis lessons.
Okay, youth well, good.
It's definitely being held this month. I don't know the exact date, but if you just simply call up there to the main office at 597-1755 to get more information about that, to get signed up for it. It may already be going on. It may still be room for you. But, yes, Rob is correct. Tennis is growing. Just about any time you ride by the tennis court at Huck Sandsbury, you can see people out there playing and enjoying themselves. So we do have youth tennis lessons going on now. Some people, Rob, you know, he's even getting into pickleball. Pickleball, you know, it's smaller than tennis, but it's bigger than ping pong. So it's right there in the middle of that. It's the same concept, same rules and everything, just like disc golf. Disc golf, you have to play the same rules as you do as ball golf. So, again, go ahead and get signed up for youth tennis lessons. Just give us a call or so we can point you in the right direction or get you signed up for those youth lessons.
It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, tell us about the 5K. You still got time for early registration, but early registration for the 5K ends on the 26th, which is next Monday, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So the 5K, this is what we've been, you know, we've been having a program called A Couch to the 5K, and that program basically getting people up off the couch, you know, just training, just getting them moving, getting them exercising. They start off maybe walking one lap a day, then two laps a day. However, but needless to say, the 5K is coming up very soon. So we still have time. You still have time to register for the 5K. And the 5K, in case you're wondering, is 3.1 miles. However, the early registration ends on April the 26th for the 5K that's coming up. So please go ahead and get registered for this. Go ahead and sign up for this right here. If you sign up later or try to sign up the day of, you're not going to be guaranteed a T-shirt versus if you can go ahead and sign up now. One is cheaper, and two, we're just about trying to, you know, get you a T-shirt. But give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
Now, LeBron, you said coming up on May 1st at Mayo, it's going to be a free movie?
That is correct, Rob. So we've been trying to, you know, just say we're doing something a little bit different, a lot different than we've done in the past. We're having free movies out there at Mayo under the, at the amphitheater, weather permitting. Last month, earlier this month, we tried to have one out there, but Mother Nature wouldn't allow us, but we just simply moved the movie onto the inside. So with all that being said, we do have a free movie that's scheduled to be on the outside at Mayo Park at on May the 1st, and the movie will start at 8 o'clock or right when it's dark enough, but hopefully we're shooting for 8 o'clock. We start right at sunset, but, you know, every month it changes, so we're hoping right at 8 o'clock we will start showing the movie. The movie we will be showing is called The Goonies. So, again, it's a free movie. If you have grandkids, kids, or whatever the case may be, bring your lawn chair out, bring your towels, bring your blankets, and come on out and enjoy a free movie under the stars at Mayo Park. We also, Rob, will have a food truck on site. We had a different food truck than we had last time. So every month we're trying to have different food trucks out there and support local businesses. So come on out and support the food truck. Come on out and enjoy the free movie. It's 100% free. Just show up. If you got any questions, you can call 597-1755. But again, it's May the 1st, which is next Saturday. We're having a free movie outside under the stars, starting promptly at 8 o'clock or right when it's dark enough.
Also, keep in mind about the dog obedience classes. And also, if you want more information about camping and fishing tournaments there at Mayo Park, that is more or less sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, 336-597-7806. You can call the main Parks and Rec office at 336-597-1755, at the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful Uptown Roxburgh, 336-597-1709. LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning.
My pleasure. You all listeners have a good day.